City of Gold Measure C approval of measure to appoint city clerk. Shall the office of the city clerk for the City of Gold be appointive? Impartial analysis of measure C prepared by city attorney. This measure places before the voters, at the direction of the city council, the question of whether the city clerk should be an appointed rather than an elected position. State law requires a general law city, like Gault, to have a city clerk. The position may be elected or appointed. Currently, the city clerk is elected every 4 years, as provided by state law. The current term of the city clerk expires in 2016. If a majority of voters approve this question, the city council may appoint a person to the office at the expiration of the current city clerk's term, or upon a vacancy in the office. The only qualifications in state law for an elected city clerk are being over 18 years old, a Gault resident, a registered voter in Gault, and not convicted of certain disqualifying crimes, e.g. embezzlement of public money, bribery, etc. If voters approve making the city clerk an appointed position, the city council would have the authority to establish qualifications for the city clerk, such as educational and experience requirements, and to appoint the person they found best qualified, regardless of that person's place of residence. An appointed city clerk would hold the position at the pleasure of the city council. Of California's 482 cities, over 70%, have an appointed city clerk. Many of the duties of the city clerk are also established by state law, and would remain unchanged. The city clerk records the minutes of city council meetings and is the custodian of many of the city's records. The clerk serves as the local elections official and is responsible for preparing and publishing required legal documents for calling and holding municipal elections. The clerk is also responsible for performing certain duties relating to compliance with state and local conflict of interest laws. The clerk serves as the filing officer for statements of economic interests that are required of city officials and designated employees, and for campaign contribution and expenditure statements that are required of candidates for city-elected offices, and from groups supporting and opposing city ballot measures. If this measure is successful, the duties of the clerk administrator, which is a separate full-time paid position, would be assumed by the appointed city clerk. As no further salary and benefits would be required to be paid for an elected city clerk position, the passage of this measure would result in cost savings between $15,000 and $18,000 annually, as estimated by the City Finance Department. Full text of Measure C. Shall the office of the city clerk for the City of Gault be appointive? Argument in favor of Measure C. A yes vote on Measure C ensures that the selection of the city clerk for the City of Gault be based on qualifications and experience, not the results of a political campaign. The public expects and deserves that the duties of the city clerk be performed with professionalism and efficiency. This can best be accomplished by selecting a person to serve based on technical skills, education, and relevant experience. This is why a majority of California cities appoint their city clerks and make them accountable through personnel procedures. Municipal government and regulations have become more complex, and the responsibilities of the city clerk requires increasing levels of training and experience. Today, clerk responsibilities require professional skills and expertise in elections, political practices law, open meeting laws, records retention, conflict of interest regulations, and contract practices. The city clerk must also have the ability to serve as the clerk of the council and city boards, while always remaining neutral. If you approve Measure C, the appointed clerk would be selected by the city council based on education, experience, and professional abilities, and be subject to a competitive recruitment process. If the position remains elected, the only requirements are that the candidate must be 18 years of age, a registered voter within the city of Galt, and not be convicted of certain crimes. The only accountability is through a vote every 4 years, or a recall. Further, Measure C will save the city money by eliminating the need to provide benefits to a separate elected city clerk. If Measure C is approved by the voters, it will take effect at the completion of the elected clerk's term, in 2016. As the city clerk, I am committed to quality local government, and encourage you to support this necessary change. Please vote yes on Measure C. S/Elizabeth Aguirre, City Clerk. No rebuttal to argument in favor of Measure C was filed. No argument against Measure C was filed.